USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now been a full month since the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed deal on Saturday doesn't seem to have made any headway with Democrats. Vice President Mike Pence spoke on Fox News.
What President Trump did here was he set the table for a deal.
Not long after the president had asked for border wall money again, congressional Democrats had made their own no-deal proposal. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We have three words to the president. Open the government. 800,000 federal workers have been held hostage. They're being used as pawns. And if I don't get my way, I'm not going to pay these folks. That's a very bad, cruel thing to do.
Schumer is now calling for legislation to provide financial protection for those unpaid federal workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Freezing temperatures are crippling the country. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
After checking in with New Jersey State Police, the State Department of Transportation, and power company JCP&L.
I'd give us so far so good in the sense it was a lot less snow than we thought, hardly any.
Says Governor Murphy, but he says people shouldn't be lulled into a false sense of security. Temperatures are headed down to the single digits, which is not optimal considering how wet everything still is.
Power challenges tonight when you've got ice on the lines or on tree branches and limbs.
The Los Angeles Rams have won the NFC Championship and are now headed to the Super Bowl. LA trailed the entire game against the New Orleans Saints before tying the game twice in the fourth quarter. The Rams kicked a 57-yard goal to win the game 26-23. The New England Patriots won the NFL Championship, also in overtime. They head to the Super Bowl in Atlanta in 2 weeks after beating the Kansas City Chiefs 37-31. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A Russian startup wants to put massive billboards in space. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The company Star Rocket says the plan is to use tiny light-reflecting satellites to form sprawling ads in the sky. The company says the concept is similar to what's called sky typing, but the billboard would only be visible at night and would be seen around the world. Star Rocket's CEO says the initial testing could start as early as next year, and ads could possibly go up into space by 2021. The space-based advertising was outlawed in the U.S. back in 1993, but a space law expert says no such law exists in Russia, from where the ads would be launched. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's more buzz coming in from Washington on the controversial BuzzFeed story. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CBS's Face the Nation he was shocked by people taking the BuzzFeed report at face value.
What surprised me was not that somebody made a mistake, intentional or not. It was astonishing to me that so many folks didn't stop and say, hey, you know, let's think about this. Could this be true?
BuzzFeed's controversial report alleged evidence the president directed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress. The special counsel later issued a statement that information in that report was inaccurate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.